Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for your mercies, your kindness, and your faithfulness towards us. We thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, for all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. And we say glory, honor, praises, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that as you join today, the Lord God will do something wonderful, something extraordinary in your lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be sharing with you what I titled Perfection in Christ. And I pray that the Almighty God will perfect all that concerns you spiritually, physically, maritally, financially, in every area of your life. You will receive the perfect touch of the Almighty God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text this morning from the book of Matthew chapter 5. And I'm reading from verse 48. Matthew 5, reading from verse 48. It says that, therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. You shall be perfect, just as your Father that is in heaven is perfect. That means that Jesus is talking here to those whose Father is the Almighty God. So those who do not have a relationship with Him, it's not possible for those ones to be perfected. But for you and I that have a relationship with the Almighty God, we have no choice than to be perfect. Now, what do we mean by perfection? Perfection can be defined as an action or process of improving something until it becomes flawless or faultless. An action or process of improving something until it becomes flawless or faultless. And from this definition of perfection, there are things that we can learn from this definition. Number one thing we can learn is that there must be an activity in order to achieve perfection. Because the definition says that it is an action or process. That means that an activity must be put in place for there to be perfection. So idleness does not bring about perfection. You must be doing something towards it. Number two thing is that it is a continuous exercise. It's not a thing whereby you say, oh, I was perfect yesterday, and today you do nothing about it. No, you have to continually do something in order for you to obtain and sustain that state of perfection. So it is a continuous exercise. And number three thing is that it is progressive, because the definition says that it's an action or process of improving. That means that it is progressive. It is not retrogressive. So that for you to get to that level, that state of perfection, you must be doing something progressively. You are moving from one level to a higher level. Not just moving from one level to another, because you can move from one level to another and that person may be moving to a lower level. But in this case, you are moving to a higher level. I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace to move to a higher level, to make progress in every area of your lives on a daily basis in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number four thing you can get there is that it is achievable, because the definition says that there must be an activity, an action or process of improving something until it is faultless. That means there's a destination, and that destination is having to achieve perfection. And I pray that you will do so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, going back to our text in that Matthew chapter 5, that Matthew 5, 43, whereby our Lord Jesus Christ said, therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, from this statement of our Lord Jesus Christ, there are critical things I want us to know. Number one thing is that Jesus was saying that he said, you, therefore you shall be perfect. That means that he's speaking to us as individual, so that it is an individual thing. It is not a case of corporate thing, that because I belong to that church, and as a result of that, I am perfect. Because I'm born into this family, I'm going to walk into towards perfection. No, it is something that is individual. It's an individual matter. I say you. So Jesus is talking to you and I. He say you must be perfect as your Father is. And number two thing is that it is an instruction. Because he say you shall be. You shall be. There's an instruction that Jesus is telling us that, look, you have to obey that instruction. I want you to be perfect. And you have to do everything you can in order for you to attain towards that level of perfection. And number three thing is that he makes reference to our Father in heaven. He says you have to be perfect as your Father in heaven is. That means that God is our benchmark. That means that Jesus Christ is our benchmark. That means that you are not going to compare yourself to another person. You won't say, oh, because that man is a pastor, he himself is not even perfect, so how can I be? No. Our benchmark is our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's not a case of having to make a comparison with other people. Your comparison is that you want to be like Christ. You just want to be like him. In every area, you just want to be like him. And that is what you need to do. So our benchmark is our Lord Jesus Christ. Number four, it is the purpose of the Creator for the created. That's the purpose of God for you and I. That you and I should be perfect. Because God don't tell us to be perfect if he knows that it is not possible. If Jesus won't say so, he knows that it is possible. But it's possible in Christ. In as much as you are in Christ, that is very, very possible. And that's why it's the purpose of God. It's the purpose of the Creator for the created. You and I are the created. The Creator is the one that knows what he has inputted inside the created. And he knows why he has created the created. And number five, although it is a command, it is also a choice. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, he says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you. I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. It's a choice. You see, everything in life is about choices. Whatever choices that you make is the one that will shape your life. And I pray that you always make the right choice and God will help you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Previously, I said that our benchmark is our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Lord. He's the Almighty God. Now let us see who this benchmark is. What are the features of this benchmark, the attributes of this God we are talking about? Number one thing is that his work is perfect. The work of God is perfect. So God expects your own work to be perfect. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, he says, he is the rock. His work is perfect. The work of God is perfect. So everything that the Lord does is perfect. His work is perfect. So there is just no way for us not to do things that are perfect. You can't do things shabbily. Whatever you are doing, make sure that it shows excellence, because our God is excellent. When he created the entire universe, he looked at it and said, it was good. It was excellent. So basically, brothers and sisters, let your work be perfect. Whatever you do, let it be perfect. Number two thing is that the ways of the Lord are also perfect. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31, it says, as for God, his way is perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. So the way of God is perfect. So is your way perfect? Are you doing things the right way? Or you are doing things the crooked way? You are doing things in your own way. Let your ways be perfect. Whatever you do, let it be perfect. Another thing about this God we are talking about, his word is proven. In the book of Psalm 18 verse 30, see, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. Can it be said that your word is proven? When you say something, can people believe what you are saying? Are you such a person that you speak so flippantly that you just say things that you don't even know the implication of what you are saying? His word, the word of the Lord, is proven. Another thing we can see about this perfect God is that whatever he does lasts forever. Whatever he does lasts forever. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14 says, I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Everything he does is forever. It lasts. What legacy are you leaving behind? When you have gone, what legacy are you leaving behind? Can people say that this man, this woman has done so much? We know the story of Dorcas. Even when she died, the people say this woman cannot die. She cannot just die like that because she's too good. She touched lives of people and they prayed and she came back to life. Brothers and sisters, many of us, people can't even wait for us to leave because we have not even made any impact. Some of us, when your presence is not felt, your absence will certainly not be felt. So brothers and sisters, whatever we are doing, let it last forever. Let us do good so that our good can last after we have gone. Another thing about this God is that what he promised, he fulfills. He fulfills his promises. In the book of Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, Joshua 21, verse 45 says, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Brothers and sisters, when you make a promise, when you say, yea, let it be so. When you say, nay, let it be so. Everything you do, brothers and sisters, let your word, let your promises, let it stand. Because in that case, you are beginning to become perfected in Christ. You see, when you always have the fear of God in you, it makes you to be mindful of what you say. Don't make promises that you cannot fulfill. Don't make promises you cannot fulfill. Let the word of God, let it be reached in you so that you be careful as to what you say. Now, who needs to be perfected? Every one of us. Every one of us needed to be perfected because perfection is a process. It's a process. And I pray that we all get there. But how can we be perfected? We can only be perfected through the Holy Spirit, by yielding ourselves to the Spirit of God, by allowing the Spirit of God to guide, to direct us in all that we do. If you and I are led by His Spirit, then it makes it easy for you to be able to live a life of perfection. But the Spirit of God will only lead those who know Him, those who have a relationship with Him. So brothers and sisters, if you are hearing me this day and you are not sure whether you have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give you this wonderful and glorious opportunity this day to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And as you do so, He begins to walk in you. He begins to make you that perfect person. Your ways will become perfect. Well, everything that you do, you become perfect because you have accepted Him. He will show you the right way to go. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. Pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. For everyone listening to me right now, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. The Spirit of God will dwell mightily in you. And for that reason, you'll be able to live a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. You begin to have a true Christ-like life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-9477-257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.